little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And we are back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 188, folks. I know it's been a little bit of time, but Wayne's been sick, I've been busy. I came from WonderCon 2016 at LA Convention Center, but I will give you guys a heads up on that in just a bit, well, towards the end of the podcast, see how things went, how they used the badges, all that good stuff and whatnot. What the hell was that?
What?
That must be your rabbits outside.
Yeah, probably.
I know. Anywho. So, yeah, again, we're back. Shadow Games Podcast. We are live. Good to go. Wayne is healthy. Well, Wayne is still Wayne. So, yeah. So, I also saw Batman v Superman. Sorry. Wayne. Oh, no, he hasn't seen it because he's...
Not yet.
I didn't
get a chance to see it last weekend because I was sick and most of this
week,
too.
Okay, we'll go ahead and do that for you guys on the next episode, but... I'm going to watch it for the second time. Just, you know, I like watching movies twice in a row, especially the ones that are comic book related, video game. Well, mostly comic book related. So, well, what I've been playing this week? Let's get started. Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Street Fighter V, thanks to the new downloads for the PlayStation 4. And we've got Alex as the very first expansion character. Alex first originally appeared in Street Fighter III. First Impact, he was also on Second Impact, and Third Strike. So, yeah. What the hell are you doing? So, I've been playing a lot of him for the past three days now. And it's been pretty fun. It reminds me a lot, but he's actually bigger than the typical virtual reality, or the 3D rendering of himself. Let's see. Damage output is insanely huge, especially if you do the basic jump fierce, standing heavy kick into the medium swipe, and then into the super, kills him right away. Well, say a 65% damage on that. So
nice.
Yeah, let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Killer Instinct Season 2, since Season 3 is about to come out with a whole load of characters, which we will talk about here on our news. Other than that, I've been playing a little bit more of StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void, and, you know, just been playing my friends online, a lot of 2 versus 2, or, you know, 1 versus 1. That's all that's it for me this week, guys. So, Wayne, how about you, man?
Well, since I was homesick a few days,
You played a lot of games, I bet you that, huh?
Well, I played Sherlock Holmes Crime and Punishment.
How was that?
That was
I'm very sketchy on picking it up because I love Sherlock Holmes.
It's actually really good. I actually really enjoy playing through it. I started playing and I was like, not really feeling it, but then after one of the missions, or one of the cases, I was pretty much hooked on the game.
Nice.
I beat it within a couple of days.
And how is it? Just run around, solve mysteries, or pick up clues?
Yeah, you basically get cases come to you, and you go out and find the clues and determine who the guilty person is, and so forth. And you literally can come up to multiple conclusions by the clues. So it's actually a rather challenging game.
Hmm.
And I didn't find everything in the game. I'd missed like 3 clues.
Oh, boo-hoo. Did you get a award for that?
Yeah.
Loser.
I got quite a few achievements, but... No, some of the puzzles within the clues are actually rather complicated. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes it a real challenge for you. Other than that, I have been playing, of course, Avengers Alliance on Facebook. Just unlocked Cammy in the latest Special Ops yesterday.
Cammy?
Cammy. One of the little teen heroes.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm like, wait, you talking about Street Fighter here right now?
I know, right?
Jesus.
Yeah, and I've got a little more than halfway on the covers to unlock Shocker.
The Shocker.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting to have him as a playable character.
Play what?
Yeah. Yes, and then... Avengers Alliance 2 has launched on mobile, so I checked that out a little bit. It's actually launching on iOS, Android, and Windows, but the Windows is not there yet.
Not yet.
There's some kind of issue they had with that.
Ooh.
I'm not sure what happened there. So we're looking forward to that, but it's actually not a bad game. It's just a little more of the same thing, but kind of in a more of a 3D aspect instead of a kind of 2D version.
Nice.
Transformers Earth Wars, I continue playing with that one to test that one out. It's kind of not that good right now because the changes they made, but I'll stick with it for a little while, see if they make any improvements. Then I got into, did a little bit with Wolf Among Us, which is one of the free games this month on Xbox. And then I jumped back into Destiny.
How's Destiny so far? Kicking your butt?
I like Destiny, yeah. But yeah, you get so far and then you just get stonewalled because you can't progress enough.
Oh yeah, pretty much. You need a certain amount of this for a certain amount of that.
And you need to be able to play with other people to help boost you up and all this other stuff, and yeah, it's crazy.
All this other junk.
Oh, and I did play Miitomo as well yesterday.
Okay,
cool. Which, yeah, I'm not sure about that yet, but it's definitely addicting as well.
All right, so let's get on with the news within the past week and a half, week or so since we've been on. So, first news of the day, Xbox One getting background music, Siri, yep, like digital assistant Cortana this summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's right. This summer, Windows 10 is going to get the anniversary update, is what they're calling it.
It's going to be announced at this summer's E3.
Well, the anniversary update's already been announced.
Okay.
But more features for Xbox will be announced
at E3.
Yeah, E3. But what they have told us is that we're going to get Cortana. She's going to be a lot more friendly and useful in not only Windows 10, but also in Xbox.
Okay, in Xbox One itself, too.
Yeah. We're going to be able to play her music in the background. Cortana is literally going to be built into a lot of things, making it easier for you to get things done quicker and easier.
Oh, that's so bright. What the hell is up with this screen?
It just... Notice that we use it again.
I guess so.
So, for example, one of the things they showed off was her interaction with Skype. So you could actually be having a conversation in Skype, and Cortana will pick up that you're trying to schedule lunch with somebody and actually work your schedule out to figure out when you can go to lunch and meet that person and help you even order lunch and have reserved tables and all that
stuff. So technically an algorithm.
She is your complete digital assistant, and she's continuing to get better and more efficient.
Skynet.
That's going to be on the Windows 10 PC side of it. Yeah.
That's so scary. Would you like to die tonight?
They talked all about this during Build this week.
Okay.
Or this last week. Definitely looks very interesting. I can't wait to see more about how this is going to work out and how they're going to bring HoloLens adaption into it. Check out what NASA's doing with HoloLens.
Yes.
It's
very insane.
Mind-boggling. If you got 4 hours to watch, go check out the keynotes from Build, because there's some really interesting stuff that's working on that way. But we got a lot going on with Xbox and the anniversary update that's not being stated yet. So be sure to check with us after E3, because we're going to get more information then.
E3 is around the corner.
I know.
Too bad we're not going to be in it, except for you. Maybe you.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, more games for gold? What?
Yeah. So, you can still pick up Lords of the Fallen on Xbox One until the 15th.
Actually, mine from March 16th to March 15th for, what, $40? The Wolf Among Us for $25 from the 1st of April to the last day of April. And Sunset Overdrive, $30 from April 16th to May 15th, so that one's not yet out. And that's all for the Xbox One at this time. For the Xbox 360, we've got Dead Space. Please do pick that up if you guys haven't. It's a great game.
Yeah.
Fun, scary game. Put the headphones on, turn off the volume just a wee bit.
Dim the lights. Go from there.
Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights. And other than that, we also got Saints Row 4, normally $35, from April 16th up to the 30th.
Yeah, so we got a lot of good games coming out. Be sure to download those as you can.
Yep. So as I talked about, Killer Instinct Season 3 will be adding several additions to its gameplay mode. Also a single player, and also next characters has been confirmed. So, yeah, Killer Instinct, it's on its third season at this time. Well, going to be on its third season at this time. And there's going to be some major characters will be announced. One of them, as if you guys can remember, Battletoads. Mm-hmm. Rash, he's in it. I actually did play a little bit of the demo of Rash a while ago, which is not bad. And we also got Arbiter from
Yep.
Arbiter 2 as well. We also got Kim Woo. What am I saying? She's not an original, but she originally appeared on the second Killer Instinct or Killer Instinct Gold for the Nintendo 64 system. And who else, what I can remember, is it Rash? There's a vampire new one that's recently been announced too as well. But the major changes is the whole castle has been fully rebalanced for season 3. Each character gets in a new ability. There's more stuff to it too. Added support for crossplay and cross-buy with the Killer Instinct on Windows 10.
Yeah.
3 new stages, which is the Arena of Judgment, Chinatown Brawl, and Ice Haven. Oh, also Tusk too as well is going to be in there. He's one of my favorite fun.
Yeah, and they've teased the vampiric Mira.
Yep, Mira's in it.
Gargos. So, and of course, General Ram is going to be
General Ram, yes.
From Gears of War.
Oh, what do you think of that?
That's going to be intriguing.
That's a good cross-platform, cross-gaming introduction to it. There's a whole lot more stuff too as well. There's also a new stage select with a music track selector, enhanced shadow and move effects. So pretty much a lot of software updates too as well.
Yeah, a lot of under the hood improvements.
A lot under the hood. So
even league changes.
Yep, same way too. There's general bug fixes. Those are fixes that crash that would occur when at a specific point of the streaming install process a player would try to select Hisako. So pretty much, it fixes all the stupidity that happened in Season 2. That happened to me when I was playing someone online. And let's see what else they did fix on here. That's about it. You guys can actually read more about it on GameSpot, or you can find it online on Killer Instinct's website.
Yep.
And Wayne, this is your favorite game, which is my favorite game too as well.
Yeah. So as you guys may have known, Forza 6 Apex will be the first Forza game to go on PC. That'll be coming out, I believe, later this year, if I'm not mistaken. It will be full 60 frames per second and up to 4K resolution. But going forward, it has been stated by Microsoft and people at Turn 10 Studios that all Forza games is going to be shipping on both Windows 10 and Xbox.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cross-platform gaming?
Cross-platform.
Come on, Sony, get your act together.
You'll be able to play with your friends and on the PC and... Yeah. And so Apex is going to be free to play, which is pretty crazy.
It's a free version of Forza 6.
Yeah.
So pretty much, it's coming out in what, about a couple months? Yeah.
No date yet, but we believe it's going to be sometime later this year.
So it was later this spring, so.
Yeah. I've seen some of the videos on this. It looks beautiful.
Insanely awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of Sony.
So... Yeah, speaking of Sony, you know Sony's called Sony Computer Entertainment? Well, now it's Sony Interactive Entertainment.
Yeah. So no more Sony Computer Entertainment and no more Sony Network Entertainment.
Yeah, so it's just strictly Sony Interactive Entertainment. The PlayStation executive Andrew House says bringing the companies today will help the SIE become, quote-unquote, even stronger. So hey, why not, right? They gotta do something about it.
They're trying to, you know, bring everything under one fold again,
instead of just splitting up to two or three different brands.
Yeah. It's understandable. It's actually a smart move. It's something that they should have done a long while back.
Or should never have done.
Yeah.
Or should never split up the company. But you know what, it happens.
Yeah.
Alright.
So if you remember, there used to be a Club Nintendo reward system. Now the new one is finally here. It's called My Nintendo. And it actually works with the new Miitomo smartphone game, which we'll get into a little bit here. But basically, you can purchase games, and you can earn coins from purchases, as well as random different acts like interacting with Miitomo and
whatnot,
sharing things and so forth. Other than that, it works very similar to the old system, except for the fact that your points will expire a lot quicker than they used to. We used to have like 2 years before they would expire. I believe it now it's like 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, points expire after 6 months. But it's free to sign up. If you already got a Nintendo Network ID, just go to my.nintendo.com and sign in, get set up. download Miitomo and start earning some coins.
Yep. So, welcome back.
Speaking of Miitomo.
Yeah.
Miitomo is a new smartphone game app for Android and iOS.
CharlesGamer121, thank you for joining us.
Unfortunately, no sign of a Windows version yet, but a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter are asking Nintendo for it, so maybe we'll get something.
Something going on there.
Down the line here. But basically, it's a interactive social network around the Mii characters. It literally will pop up, ask you questions, and then share those answers with your friends that you've connected with.
Okay.
And vice versa, as well as allow you to, you know, create your Mii character and change clothes and so forth and purchase new items like that. But that's basically what it is. There's supposed to be a mini game that's in it as well, but I haven't been able to figure out how that works.
That's what it is in a nutshell, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically, it's a good way to interact with friends, and what they want to do is they want to start a dialogue between people. So not just like going on Facebook and sharing something and then that's it.
Yeah, it just keeps going.
They want you to actually interact with people more so. And it's actually not a bad concept. It's addicting, though.
All right, so last story of the news. This is very shocking to us, especially Wayne and I. Sega completes acquisition of Atlus. Both Sega and Atlus will continue to identify as individual brands, while Sega will take over publishing in North America.
Yeah.
You said it perfectly. They had enough money to actually buy
Atlus? That's been the thing. Because, well, you can remember, there's also a lot of rumors going around about Sega trying to get back into the console business, too.
Yeah.
And there's groups trying to work with Sega to make that happen.
Yeah. Sega Genesis 2.
Yeah. But... Actually, they want to do a new Dreamcast, but...
Dreamcast 2, if that ever happens.
Yeah. But the biggest concern is that Sega's been struggling for so long that where's the capital to do anything like this? So now that they've come out and said that they've acquired Atlus, it's kind of a shaky ground there. We're not sure how that actually happened. It could have been something where Atlus and Sega came together and said, you know what, I think we're better off together. Let's come under one brand. There may not have been much of a cash flow change.
So it might be a good thing for them then.
Yeah, it doesn't really announce much of what's going on there.
Except for just that Persona 5 is slated to release in 2016.
Yeah.
On PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3.
That we're in the 25th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. With a fan event in July.
Alright, so that's it for the news. So, shall we, PokéNerd 7115, welcome. Thank you for watching. So,
just so you know, in about a month or so here, I'm going to be on Team Cap.
Sorry, Team Iron Man. Team Iron Man. What's up? Thank you.
There's a lot of good things coming up this way.
Well, actually, let me go ahead and spoil it for you. So, this past weekend, last weekend, hey, Danny, how you doing? Christian R, welcome, both of you.
Welcome.
Yeah, no. So, this past weekend, I was fortunate enough to make WonderCon 2016 at downtown Los Angeles Convention Center. I only made it one day. That's on a Saturday, but it was well worth it. At the same time, too, MTAC was going on in the Midwest with Jesse and Jesse, Mimi, and Kim. Those guys were at. We both do have pictures up and running on our website. Mostly on our Facebook page
for now.
There's a lot of cosplayers that I saw over there, like Elizabeth Rage. I saw Hendo Art. I've seen my friends from the 501st here in the West Coast 501st. What else? There's so many stuff over there. I even bought this Zelda T-shirt, which was
very nice.
I really did have to buy it. Dino F, welcome back, or hello. Thank you for watching. Let's see. So the first thing I noticed about WonderCon this year, they changed the things up. Instead of just actually looking at the badges, you actually had to scan the badge to actually get in. So you said they did that back in the CES.
CES was a very fast
process.
Yeah.
And also getting out of the, the north hallway or the west hallway, just so you can see
exhibit
and whatnot, you still have to scan it on the way out.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty good process of what Comic-Con is doing hopefully we'll be doing soon here.
Yeah, they're going to be improving upon the process. Same thing at Comic-Con.
Yes. It'll be a whole lot better. A whole lot less people trying to sneak in with no badges.
Hopefully. There's only some people that are going to be
Powder Toast Man, welcome.
Dino.
Yes, I said that. Dino.
Okay.
That's a pretty funny name. Powder Toast Man. Powder Toast Man. Nice. I'm kind of wanting toast right now.
Yeah, not too bad.
I'm hungry.
Hey, there's a Denny's down the hill.
Yeah, no, that's true. So I took about 300 to 400 pictures. Not a lot of them went through because there was still a lot. Shout outs to the guy, if you guys see on the WonderCon 2016 photo album, there's a guy that dressed up with the iron bat or Batman suit against Batman Superman.
Nice.
Down to the T, awesome. Very awesome. Go on our Facebook page, twoshotsofgeek.com. Look up WonderCon 2016 and just browse through all the pictures. If you guys happen to see anybody there that I don't know, feel free to tag them and your friends or their friends too as well.
Tag.
Yeah, I know. So it was a fun event. It was, if all our viewers, listeners right now wanted to know what's the difference between that and Comic-Con, well, this is WonderCon is less anxiety.
A lot more personal,
a lot more walkable. There's a lot less people over there. The prices of tickets or passes is $35 a day, except for Sunday. I think it was like $20 or so, but it was worth it in my opinion. I will definitely have to go back, but since this year was done at the LA Convention Center, 2017, I don't know if you guys seen that I posted up on our Facebook page that it's going back to Anaheim in 2017, so it's a whole lot more closer, but a whole lot more parking too as well.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. I definitely prefer Anaheim myself, even though LA is a beautiful convention center.
Yes,
I like Anaheim better.
There's a lot more to do. It's downtown Disney is a walk step away.
Yep.
You also have Disneyland a walk step away. There's some good pizzerias across the street that's a walkways away.
That and the hotels and motels are cheaper.
Very cheaper, and there's very hardly any type of congestion over there too as well.
Yeah. So, well. Yeah. Mostly.
It's Disneyland.
Yeah, so when you hit any panels or anything, or just walking
around? No, I was just walking around just taking pictures. Next time when you go, if you do happen to go with me, you have to go in. If you can hit up the panels, see what's going on over there, and I can just run around like a madman snapping pictures.
Usually what I do when I make it, I just couldn't make it this last weekend.
Oh, yeah, you know what, it happens. There's always next year.
Yeah.
And, so any other than movie news, let's see, Civil War. Captain America Civil War will be coming out on, I believe, second week of May. And also a week and a half, 2 weeks after that, X-Men Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So we have two awesome movies coming out in May.
Yeah.
And then June, I can't really tell. And of course, July is very infamous here in San Diego. Right? So if you guys don't know what it is, it's the San Diego Comic-Con International 2016. Going to be held here at the Convention Center. Very packed, very crowded. If you love crowd surfing, come to San Diego around that time.
Yeah.
Say hi to us. A lot of good food, a lot of good local people. There's a lot of stuff to do outside of the convention center
that
does not need a pass. Right, Wayne?
Nope.
You know that.
There's a lot of things going on around downtown, so you don't necessarily have to be getting into Comic-Con to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more going on inside, unfortunately. Yeah,
a lot more. So there's a lot of photo ops too as well for cosplayers. So yeah, Wayne.
So you got to see Batman vs Superman. I got the chance to watch Justice League versus Teen Titans.
you want to give me my honest review on it right now?
Go for it.
All right, cool. So Batman Superman just came out recently, about a week ago. Yeah, about a week ago. And for me, when I see Zack Snyder actually being a director, I was kind of iffy on it. The only movie I enjoyed from him is 300. But you know how typical Zack Snyder has to rush, cram everything into one burger and have a 2-year-old kid try to eat it in 2 seconds.
Wow.
That's what it is. That's what it is in the first half. Spoilers. Forgot to mention that too as well. This movie starts off 18 months after Man of Steel came out.
Okay.
You can see actually, you know, Zod and Superman battling out in the middle of Metropolis. You get a very angry Batman trying to rescue people and whatnot. And, you know, there's a lot of in the middle, like, you know, who's trying to find out who's who, where. It's, I don't know why, but they're just trying to find out. Batman's trying to find out where the villains or, like, the bad guys are trying to steal things. And yet, Superman's also trying to find out what's going on. So pretty much 18 months after it happened. Memorial, you know, the memorial site and whatnot. And in the same amount of process where Bruce Wayne was trying to find some intel on Lex Luthor, he comes across Wonder Woman, Diana. It's awesome, by the way. She is awesome. And at the same time, when he got the intel back, he came across intel, like other intels too, about a man named Barry, who is Flash. There's also the they introduced him maybe a minute apiece. There's a little video of, let's see, Flash holding a carton of milk. At the same time, he disappears and fights off the robbers in the store, and he reappears back holding the carton of milk. The second one was Cyborg, and the third one was one of my favorites, is Aquaman.
Nice.
He looks very evil. Like, he has that presence that if you cross him the wrong way, he'll kill you. Like that. So it looks like the video started off in a, how can I say this, Titanic.
When, okay.
And you see a video, like a video going down, eyes comes out, next thing you know, I see Jason Momoa, aka the guy from Game of Thrones, who's also Conan, the remake. And you could see him just destroy that probe, and then another outside view, and you can see him jetting out like a torpedo even faster into the abyss. So
wow.
So overall, that was like the first half of the movie. It was very, very, it wasn't really confusing, but too much information overload. They cram everything real quick. But the second half, the action was awesome. The action wasn't overhyped. It was perfect. Frank Miller Batman came to life thanks to Ben Affleck. In my opinion, he is the best Batman that came out. Yes. He's old, and dude, he yoked up. Just imagine Christian Slater. Not Christian Slater, but what's his name? The guy who played Christian Bale, but okay. Another 60 pounds.
Interesting.
Yeah, this guy, he's Frank Miller's Batman. He's the one that kills people, kills bad guys. He also is also old, like in his 50s already. If you haven't noticed, he's only 50s. He has gray hair, and he's more in a non-talkative, hey, I'm going to take you in, but no, I'm going to go ahead and kill you instead mood.
Nice.
He used a lot of gadgets in this. His batarang, bat hooks and whatnot, and also same ways to try to kill Superman. You know, the kryptonite gas, blade that he used. But overall, just to spoil it for you guys, Doomsday comes in.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, that's typically Doomsday. They use General Zod's body, which is thanks to Lex Luthor. By the way, guys, people's hating on Jesse Eisenberg's Luthor, Lex Luthor. For me, there's normal Lex Luthor, which is, you know, charming but yet kind of little crazy. This one, he's all out crazy. Psychotic.
Interesting.
He gives Lex Luthor a whole new dimension, and which I love. And I hope to see him on the second installment of the movie. Let's see. Costumes was on point. Diana, Wonder Woman, perfect. There was a scene in the fight sequence towards the end where Doomsday kicks her and punches her shield. She kind of flips around, lands on the ground, and she sees her shield and her sword. She looks up at the camera with a grin. She picks up her shield and sword and starts fighting again.
Wow.
That's awesome. I Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It was awesome. So I'd definitely have to give this a four star out of five.
Okay.
I would give it a 4.5, except for the insane amount of information cramming in the beginning of the movie. All right, Wayne, you?
All right, so on...
Boring.
Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Teeny Titans.
It's really a story about Robin, Damian Wayne.
The new Robin.
Yeah, that's
the new Robin.
And if you've seen the last few animated films, you know that they've been working on his character, building him up
a lot more,
and really bringing him out. Basically, Damian Wayne gets benched by Batman. He gets put in timeout, and he is told to go join. Instead of working with the Justice League like he's been doing with his with Batman, his father, he's told to go join the Teen Titans.
He got demoted to the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Yo.
He got called to go work with the Teen Titans, so he could learn
teamwork.
Teamwork. Yeah. Essentially. Yeah.
That dude.
Meanwhile,
sorry, I guess I had to.
I believe it's Azarath.
Yes, Azarath.
Is the main villain that comes in, and he takes over and controls the Justice League.
What?
And the Titans have to take down the Justice League, and then take down Azarath.
So they technically have to take down Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Cyborg, Flash.
Uh-huh. So...
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, it gets intense. You get to a point where you actually get Robin... taking out Superman. He takes out Superman.
Shanks him in the throat with the kryptonite.
They get Superman back on their side, so that Superman
brainwashed.
Possessed.
By
Azarath. So so Superman then can take out the Flash by breaking his leg.
Poor Barry. Dude, poor Barry!
As somebody who's been a runner, that was a painful scene to watch.
Oh my God.
Batman takes himself out when he realizes he's being...
Frosty Snipes, hello!
So Batman actually takes himself out. He injects himself with the anti-Bane venom to take himself out of commission.
Wait, to actually go...
Yeah, he basically goes into
he says F this. Right?
Well, as soon as he realizes they're getting taken being possessed, he takes and jabs himself with this stuff.
Oh, so technically
and he is basically in ICU for the rest of the film.
Smart man. F this.
Diana gets taken over. I mean, it's just...
Everybody is taken over except for the teams. So the minor leagues took out the big leagues.
Yeah, and then the Teen Titans and Cyborg go to hell so that they can then defeat Azarath, finally. It's a good, solid film. It's very enjoyable.
As a 5 stars, what would you rate it to?
I'd give this a good 4.5.
Damn, better than Batman Superman. All right, cool.
You know, DC's been hitting the numbers off the charts when it comes to their animated films.
Oh, especially the one that's coming up, The Killing Joke?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see that. I think...
Mark Hamill? Yes, it's Mark Hamill.
I think, and they haven't announced anything yet, but I think they're going to show that at Comic-Con. I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be nice.
Again, remember, they show one film every year at Comic-Con.
Yeah, they show... So,
and it seems about the right time.
It's a good footnote, in my opinion.
Yeah. So. Otherwise, we've got...
It's warm in here.
It's a little warm, I know. If you haven't had a chance to catch up on The Flash or Supergirl, we had the crossover event.
That was awesome. I really think
that worked out really well. In fact, if you haven't been catching the news lately, CBS has not put in a request to renew Supergirl.
Come on, WB, pick him up.
That's what I'm expecting to happen here. The CW... picks up Supergirl with a slight modification to bring her into the same continuity as everybody else.
I heard the news that they did renew her.
Last I checked, they hadn't.
I think they did. So
they renewed like everything but her. It was weird, but they didn't have anything saying that they weren't going to renew either. So
Still up in the air.
So that was pretty cool. The latest Flash has been getting pretty intense.
It is. Zoom. Who Zoom is.
Who Zoom is, and... Oh, man. And Barry going back in time.
Old school day.
Yeah. And then we've got Gotham, which is still picking up steam with the whole...
Batman, Bruce Wayne showing his...
Well, Bruce Wayne being on the streets now, trying to learn the streets, as well as Gordon being in jail. Even though he really committed the crime, it's not really like he...
No, okay.
Yeah. Anyways. Other than that, another good thing to catch up on, if you haven't watched it, you need to watch the new Ninja Turtles cartoon that's been showing for the last few years. This last episode...
I will not binge on that, sorry, Wayne.
The last episode, the Turtles go to two other dimensions. The first dimension is the 1987 cartoon dimension with the original voice acting cast. The second dimension they go into, and actually they're doing this to stop Crane from the 87 dimension from blowing up all three dimensions, but the third dimension they go to is the black and white original comics.
Ah.
And they're only on that for a short time, but it is the so much, just such a darker feel to it. Even though there's no words other than Donatello saying one little line,
that's it.
One line, yeah. You see the original the comic Turtles in that one, and it's like, oh, this is dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's it for you, Wayne.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So. Guys, look on our Facebook page. Make sure to like us, share us, and make sure to comment on us. I mean, we're here. We're good people. Wayne doesn't bite. He's very
We're fine.
He's very him. I'm talkative too as well. Just hit the right subject, guys. Come on. We also got an Instagram page too as well. @2shotsofgeek .com just @2shotsofgeek.
Yeah.
Same too with our main website. @2shotsofgeek.com. And we have our pretty much this podcast, reviews, as in comic books, video games, etc. We also got cosplay tips too, as well, from Kim and Meme and the guys from the Midwest. So, we are in the home stretch. It is springtime here in San Diego. It is nice and cool.
Pretty good, yeah.
It's not getting hot as hell here right now.
Not yet.
Not yet, but yeah. WonderCon was just passed away. So now it's. April, May, June, July. 3 more months.
We're getting there.
Four more months.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 months. But anyhow, it'll come by quick. Again, we are 2shotsofgeek.com and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's go.
All right.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.